second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And it is time for, gosh darn, my near favorite part of the week. It is talking with our good friend Jeff Katzer from Mitchell's Guide Service Woodland Resort. And, of course, Warrior Boats, which sponsors this segment with Mr. Katzer. We call it Katzer's Corner informally. I don't know what he thinks about that, but let's check in with him and find out. Hello, Mr. Warrior Boat Jeff Katzer. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, and welcome to Katzer's Corner here on beautiful Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
I guess you're okay with Katzer's Corner. Hey, before we talk about fishing and hunting and everything else, early goose season, and we'll touch on that a little bit, but you need to talk about Warrior Weekend, because right now, Saturday morning, you are in the midst of a Warrior blowout at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Tell us what's going on, Jeff.
You know, if everybody's familiar with the way Sturgis is with the Harleys, that's the way we're doing it with Warrior Fest, except there'll be no nudity, I guess. I don't know, maybe, who knows? But, yeah, that's exactly it. All the owners are here from Warrior Boats. They brought every model, make, and that Warrior makes is here. The whole place is jammed. You guys got to come out here today. And we've got, the band, we've got food. We've got Jeff Katzer, Pete Harsh, Zippy Doll, pick our brains. Some are easier than others, and we'll take you for a ride. Say, I thought about buying a boat, and I want a Warrior, but I don't know what kind. We have them all here. Get in one. We'll take you for a ride. We'll let you drive it, whatever it takes. I mean, this is the best way if you're shopping for a boat. Even say, you know what? I don't want one now. It's going to be winter. Let's do it now, and next year, two or three, you'll know exactly what you had and what you drove in and what you want. And we're going to help everybody out with this, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's pretty cool because being that it's Woodland Marine right there at the resort, Jeff, you can have, as you said, you can have the boats right in the water at the marina. Weather is nice this morning, this afternoon. People can just, as you said, jump in the boat. They can jump in with Jeff or Zippy or Pete, or I'm sure even one of the owners of Warrior wouldn't mind jumping in as well. Take one of the boats for a spin. See if you like the smaller models. See if you like the bigger models. Check out all the features. It's kind of a cool way to do it because, when you go to the boat shows in the wintertime or even if you go to some of these dealers, heck, you can't actually see the boat on the water and you can't drive it and get the feel of it. This is a pretty cool way to do it.
And what a unique thing. I mean, you guys tell me what other boat manufacturer has all the owners and most of the employees here. So if you don't like what I'm telling you, you can go right to the five guys that own it and say, hey, what's the deal with this? I mean, it's a great way to answer all your questions. And Warrior is the only boat manufacturer that does this to this extent.
Now, this is going on today. How late does it go today, Saturday, Jeff? And is it also tomorrow as well? What's the schedule here?
If you want to come in the morning tomorrow, most everybody will be packed up by 3, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, I'd imagine. But everything is happening today, being Saturday. And, we got a band. We've got free food. The whole ball, like the Cove, obviously, is right here, too. And it's just it's a pretty good event. And we're going to be frying some fish later today. Everybody's going out fishing here in a little bit, and they're going to bring their walleyes in, and we're just going to have a massive, I should call it Guinness Book, probably have the largest walleye fish fry in the world, and I'm cooking, baby.
Woo-hoo. Wow, excellent. I'm looking forward to it. I plan on jumping in my pickup as soon as this program is over and heading up there for Warrior Weekend. Let's get away from that for just a second, Jeff, and talk about the actual fishing. Are the walleyes biting on Devil's Lake right now, and are the guys who are there from Warrior going to be catching any fish this morning?
Yeah, a couple guys were. They were right by me yesterday, and they did real fine. We've been all over the main lake just for these guys to show everybody a good time. Hey, get this. We've got people that came here for this all the way from Kansas, and they're like, where do we fish? So we're drawing everybody maps, and they've all been catching fish coming in. We had a guy yesterday bringing a little over a 10-pounder.
Nice.
He's never been here in his life. So the fishing has been going really good. The bottom bouncers and spinners primarily is what we're doing. You can also do a little lead core pulling crankbaits. That'll work as well.
Okay. How about in terms of the early goose season? I know that some guys here from Fargo have been posting some photos on Facebook and calling me saying, boy, it's been pretty good even with the warm weather. What's the story with that, Jeff?
It's been really good. We just had a blast and cast here, which they goose hunt in the morning and then I guide them in the afternoon. And they got 33 honkers one day with five bands. Then we went fishing and we caught our limit in an hour. And then yesterday they had 29, no bands, but they shot all their geese in 45 minutes. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and a real unique thing, we have a place in town here, too, that does, they make sausage out of them. We have to make sure everything is tagged correctly and presented to them. And once that's done, we can make a sausage out of them. Boy, it really turns out good, Mike. I got to get you some of that stuff. It's great if I can shoot some geese here.
Well, no, that's cool because it's, you know, we talk a lot about the numbers of geese that people shoot, and boy, it's this great early season. But, you know, some of the guys I've talked to, and I like that, as they say, you know, I need to make sure that I do something with the geese that I shoot. I don't just want to kill them and take pictures and then go, well, I know what I'm going to do with these things. The guys that I know, Jeff, like you, are trying to find a way to eat them or make them into jerky or sausage or something.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing.
And we've done some recipes on your show, and I'm going to be doing more recipes this fall, boys and girls, on this stuff. And they really do turn out good. They really do, especially now this year, the state of North Dakota has upped them from five a day or three a day to eight a day.
Wow.
So we could shoot three a day, and now we're up to eight a day. So, and possession limit on ducks just went from a two-day possession to a three-day possession.
So you can shoot some ducks this fall as well. Wow, holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. And if anybody ever needs any help on that, look me up on Facebook. I'll send you guys recipes. I've never had anybody go away saying that they didn't like what I made for them.
Wow. So you have a future on the food channel then, if this whole guiding thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, I could wear my sunglasses on the back of my head like that dude with the crazy hair does. Exactly.
I actually like his show, by the way. I like those greasy spoons. It's kind of getting a little bit, he's going to some more fancy places now because I think he's running out of the true greasy spoons. But I like those where he'd go to those little roadside bars and roadside roadhouses and come up with these greasy cheeseburgers and tacos. I was just going, God, I like to do that for a living. Just drive around.
You got to answer a question. We're going to get off the fishing and hunting for a second. This is a question I got for you.
Okay.
I want everybody to answer this too. What in the world would possess somebody, anybody, to eat something that's so hot that you break out in a sweat, and then you have the gall to say, wow, that's good. I don't get it. You don't even look comfortable.
No. I agree. I like heat in my food, but I like it so not to the point of where I'm just dying. I like it for flavor, for taste, a little kick in the tongue. But no, you're right. I mean, these guys are, oh my God. Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's delicious though. Well, no, it's not. You just said it's hot.
Yeah. I don't get it. So somebody needs to clear that little deal up for me because I just sit there and shake my head at that poor fellow. But we need to talk hunting and fishing. That's because I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Okay. One more time, Jeff, Warrior Weekend at Woodland Resort this weekend. It's going on right now. People can stop in. They can drive the boats. They can test the boats. They can talk to you, Zippy, Pete, any of the owners if they have questions. You can talk customization. You can talk, you know, what do I want? What do I need? You can talk price. You can even say, hey, you know, let's work a deal here. You can do it all at Woodland Resort with Warrior Boats this weekend.
That is true, and I will absolutely guarantee you I will sell at least 3 to 5 boats on this event because we're priced to sell with the owners here. If there's something you want differently, we'll build it for you. That's the unique thing about Warrior Boats. It's just like a water Harley. That's what I call it, my water Harley. Whatever you need from Warrior Boats, you will get.
Awesome. All right, man. Need to run because I need to bring in Corey Askin from the Lake Place next for a Minnesota Fishing Report. But I will see you later today and tomorrow in Devil's Lake, and you can maybe give me a spin. I've been in your Warrior, and it's great, but maybe you can give me a spin in a different Warrior, okay?
That sounds like a plan, buddy. We'll see you later. It's getting busy out here, so everybody get down here today at Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
All right, thank you, my friend, Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats. And we thank Warrior for sponsoring Jeff's segments each and every week here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Speaking of sponsoring segments, we're going to check in with Corey Askin of the Lake Place. Corey, by the way, is going to jump in my pickup in a couple minutes here, and we're going to head to Devil's Lake and do some fishing this weekend. Hopefully we can find some walleyes along the weed lines or the roadbeds or rock piles or something But we'll figure something out and we'll report back next week. Take a break. Corey Askin, Lake Place, Minnesota Fishing Report, next right here, KFGO. She thinks we're just fishing.